The year was 2320. Cities floated in the skies, powered by solar magic and artificial intelligence. Trees shimmered with bioluminescent leaves, and rain tasted like sweet nectar. People no longer needed roads, as they traveled in shimmering teleportation portals, and the boundary between dreams and reality had grown faint. Technology had fused with enchantment. This was the age of magic tech. At the heart of the flying city of Lamora stood the Crystal Tower, an ethereal spire woven from glass, light, and ancient spells. Within it lived Leora, a gifted enchantress and one of the youngest magic coders in the Central Guild of Future Innovations. She was known not only for her spell-weaving brilliance, but for the deep melancholy in her eyes, eyes that searched endlessly across timelines, as if waiting for something or someone. Every evening, after her work, crafting emotion-linked AI hearts or redesigning dreamscapes, she would sit by the transdimensional pool. The water reflected not just the sky, but all possibilities of love, past, present, and future. She touched the surface, murmuring a spell in an extinct language, and the pool would shimmer, revealing glimpses of couples from distant times, holding hands during ancient wars, dancing beneath cherry blossoms in the 21st century, or meeting on the Martian colonies. Yet, no matter how much magic she used, she never saw herself in those reflections. It was as if her destiny had been misplaced or hadn't arrived yet. One night, while decoding the last fragments of a mysterious relic, an ancient crystalline heart-shaped shard discovered in the ruins of old Earth, something strange happened. The shard pulsed with life, glowing a soft indigo. Leora stared. It wasn't just reacting to her spell. It was calling someone. Suddenly, her lab flickered, glitching like a corrupted simulation. The walls dissolved into mist, and before her appeared a translucent door of silver light. On it, inscribed in an unknown but strangely familiar script, were the words, "Love transcends time. Enter only with a heart unburdened." Leora hesitated. Her heart, though longing, was heavy with loneliness and the weight of unanswered questions. But something deeper pulled her forward. She stepped through the door. The world shifted. She landed in a meadow, real grass, not holographic. A sun shone warmly above her, and birds chirped melodies she had only read about. It was Earth, but not as she knew it. This was a time long before floating cities, before AI familiars and magic energy grids. A figure stood nearby, a young man with starlit eyes and ink-stained fingers. He was sketching in a leather-bound journal beneath a willow tree. His presence felt like the first breath of dawn, soft, breathtaking, and inevitable. Their eyes met. "Are you," he whispered, "the woman from my dreams?" Leora froze. Her heart skipped a beat. "I," she began, but no logic, no algorithm, could explain what she felt. He stood up, approached slowly, his voice trembling with wonder. "I'm Iron. I kept drawing your face, not knowing why. And then one night, I saw this door light. It led me here." They sat beneath the willow, time folding around them like a silken cocoon. They spoke of strange things. He spoke of the 1800s, where he lived in a quiet English village, and she spoke of Lamora, of moon gardens and spell code. Yet, their hearts understood one another. They laughed, touched, listened. Magic swirled around them without spells, as if the universe itself approved of their impossible meeting. For days, maybe hours, maybe years, they lived in that meadow where time bowed to love. But the crystal shard pulsed again, ominously. A warning. Time was not meant to fold so easily. Something was breaking. Leora cried as the world began to tear apart. "No, please, don't take him." Iron held her hand, even as the willow dissolved into ash. "If love brought us together," he said, "love will find us again, even across stars." The lost signal Leora awoke in her lab with tears streaming down her cheeks and the crystalline shard resting in her palm, now dull and silent. The silver door was gone. The meadow, Iron, the warm sun, all vanished like a forgotten dream. But her heart knew it was real. She had felt his warmth, heard his voice, touched his hand. Love had transcended time. She stumbled to the transdimensional pool and cast a powerful spell, desperate to trace the timeline she had touched. The pool flickered with disjointed images, shards of other timelines, but none showed Iron. The magic coding system wasn't designed for something as illogical and chaotic as love. You cross forbidden timelines. The guild high caster scolded her after she confessed the event. The laws of reality are not playthings for the heart. But the shard, she insisted. It responded. It created the door. He stared at her gravely. It was meant to be sealed. That relic predates our calendar by centuries. And the door of Vale, it appears only to those fated to change the weave of time. Leora left the guild in silence. She knew they would not help her, but her resolve had crystallized. She would find Iron again, no matter how far across time she had to travel. In Iron's time, his world of oil lamps and paper letters, he wandered the village like a man caught between pages of two books. The willow tree by the stream remained, but the girl made of light and stars was gone. People noticed the change in him. He no longer laughed the way he used to. He stayed up all night drawing mechanical diagrams and sky bridges, inspired by Leora's descriptions of her city. He wrote letters to no one. Dear Leora, one began. Every night, I return to that willow and close my eyes, hoping the silver door will appear again. You said love could move across timelines. I hope you're searching too. He stored these letters in a wooden box, sealing them with wax. One night, a storm raged outside, and the candlelight in his room flickered. The box glowed faintly. When he touched it, the seal of the crystal shard he had unknowingly drawn on the lid reacted. The wind howled. Pages flew, and from the center of the room, a voice called, "Iron," he spun around. "Leora?" But it wasn't her. It was an image, a faint echo, a magical transmission encoded in the box by her power. "I don't know if this will reach you," the message said, her voice shaking. "But if it does, there's a signal hidden inside the shard. It connects our worlds. A bridge." Iron collapsed to the floor, clutching the box like a lifeline. "She's trying." Back in Lamora, Leora had isolated the crystal's pulse code. It wasn't just a relic. It was a dimensional key, a love-coded frequency, tied to her heartbeat and his memories. She needed help. Real help. She turned to Kale, a rogue spell hacker she once studied with. He worked outside the guild's restrictions, building illicit timeline maps and experimental portals. "You're saying you met a man in the 1800s? He blinked. "And you want me to create a rift stable enough to bring you to him?" "I don't care if it's forbidden," she said. "If we can link a soul to its temporal origin through crystal frequency, then..." Kale raised an eyebrow. "You're crazy." "Maybe," she said. "But love is too." Kale sighed. "I'll need access to the void chamber, and about 30 illegal runes." "I've got 40. He grinned. "I'm in. Together." They began decoding the shard's memory echoes. With every spell layer, another fragment of the meadow returned, his voice, his sketchbook, his scent of ink and old paper. The last rune in the crystal unlocked the coordinates, not just physical, but emotional. Iron's longing had anchored the frequency. Kale stared at the final reading. "You really did imprint on him. That's rare. Most timeline echoes fade. Yours are getting stronger." "Because he's still waiting," she whispered. The final ritual required starlight. They ascended to the top of Lamora, where the galaxy swirled above in all its celestial glory. The spell sphere opened like a flower, runes glowing as the portal pulsed to life. Leora clutched the crystal and stepped into the light. The world twisted. Music and memory danced like threads. Then she landed. It was raining. Not the sweet nectar rain of her world, but cold, raw drops on skin. She stood in the field near the willow. Iron was there, older, beard slightly grown, but those eyes, the same starlit eyes. He dropped the umbrella in shock. "Leora?" She ran to him. No words needed. They kissed under the rain, laughter and tears mixing in a moment that defied the centuries between them. "You came back," he breathed. "I promised I would." They spent the night in his cottage, surrounded by old letters and dream sketches of floating cities and silver doors. She showed him the crystal and explained everything she had done. "I knew," he said softly. "Every time I drew your face, it kept me alive. But their reunion was not without danger. Leora's unauthorized jump had triggered alarms in the guild. The crystal link between worlds had become unstable. Kale sent a telepathic warning through the shard. The guild has locked onto your frequency. They'll collapse the time bridge. You have days, at most. Leora's joy turned into fear. I won't leave again, she said. But Irin smiled. Then bring me with you. She froze. That's not possible. Your body wasn't born for my world. The jump could destroy you. Then we stay here, he said. But the timeline isn't stable. Eventually, magic from my world will corrupt this one. Irin nodded slowly. So, what do we do? She held the shard between them. We rebuild the bridge properly. Not a crack through time, but a portal meant for love. He kissed her forehead. Then let's start now. The Bridge of Hearts, the days that followed were a delicate race against time. Irin and Leora worked in quiet harmony inside his candlelit cottage. Books on 19th century physics sat beside magical scrolls glowing with runes. While Irin studied diagrams of her world's dimensional energy grids, Leora modified spell code to stabilize the ancient crystal shard. Together, they designed the first love bridge, not a forced tear in space-time, but a union of two frequencies, two souls, meeting in a place beyond time. Kale communicated through brief signals embedded in light pulses in the crystal, keeping them updated on the guild's progress. You've got 3 days, one message read. After that, the guild will collapse the time branch entirely. If you're not through by then, you'll both be erased. Not just separated, Leora whispered, shaken. Erased. Irin calmly reached across the table and took her hand. Then we don't wait. We finish it now. That night, as the sky above the English countryside turned indigo and stars blinked awake, they completed the ritual spell code. The shard glowed violet, warm with longing and love. I've modified it, Leora explained. It won't just pull me back. It will form a between place, a timeless sanctuary. If we can link our essences fully, it can sustain us both forever. But once we enter, Irin said, we can't return. Not to this time. Not to yours. I know, she said. It means giving up the world I knew. He looked around the small cottage, the books, the old fireplace, the sketches tacked to the walls. I give this one up, he said softly, if it means one more hour with you. They stood in the center of the room, the crystal hovering between them. Runes flared to life in golden light, encircling them. The storm outside began to rise. It wasn't rain. It was a time fold collapsing. Now! Leora shouted. Their voices joined. An ancient spell, a heart song woven through languages both magical and mundane. From stars to dust, from time to tide, let love be our guide. The crystal exploded in a burst of starlight. When Leora opened her eyes, they were no longer in Irin's time, nor hers. They stood in a garden of floating petals, where the sky shimmered in perpetual dusk and stars pulsed like heartbeats. It was silent, peaceful, and unbound by time. A bridge of translucent crystal arched across the horizon, glowing with the same hue as a shard. We made it, she whispered. Irin turned in a slow circle, drinking in the impossible beauty. This place, it's ours, Leora said. It exists outside of time. No laws to break. No timelines to distort. Just us. They walked hand in hand through the timeless realm, reliving every memory, every kiss, every glance, every laugh, woven into the space around them. Back in Lamora, Kale stood on the edge of the guild's tower, watching as the central timeline reset. Leora's signature had vanished. He smiled, placing the now inert shard on a pedestal in the Hall of Forbidden Relics. She made it, he whispered. They both did. Generations passed. The guild evolved. Floating cities merged with ancient forests. Time travel became myth once again. But the legend of the crystal lovers endured. Children were told the tale of a young mage who fell in love with a man from centuries past, of how they defied time and created a sanctuary where love would never age, never fade. It was said that on the night of the falling stars, if you stood near the transdimensional pool and looked just right, you could see them walking across a glowing bridge hand in hand. Forever. Epilogue. One quiet evening, a young spell coder named Aaron visited the Crystal Relic Room in Lamora. He reached out to touch the heart-shaped shard on display. As his fingers brushed the crystal, a soft pulse rippled through it. He heard a voice, just a whisper, "Love doesn't belong to time. It belongs to the heart." And for a fleeting moment he saw them, Lior and Iron, smiling beneath a sky full of stars, bathed in timeless light.